Don't share space. It is imperative that you have your own workspace, or at least your own in-basket and a physical place in which to process paper. Too many married couples I've worked with have tried to work out of a single desk at home, and it always makes light years of difference when they expand to two workstations. Far from being the separation they expect, the move, in fact, relieves them of a subtle stress in their relationship about managing the stuff of their shared lives. One couple even decided to set up an additional mini workstation in the kitchen for the stay-at-home mom so she could process work while keeping an eye on their infant in the family room. Some organizations are interested in the concept of hoteling, that is, having people create totally self-contained and mobile workstation capabilities so they can plug in anywhere in the company at any time and work from there. I have my doubts about how well that concept will work in practice. A friend who was involved in setting up an Office of the Future model in Washington, D.C. for the U.S. government claimed that hoteling tended to fall apart because of the, quote, mine, unquote, factor. People wanted their own stuff. I suggest there's a deeper reason for the failure. There needs to be zero resistance at the less-than-conscious level for us to use the systems we have. Having to continually reinvent our in-basket, our filing system, and how and where we process our stuff can only be a source of incessant distraction. You can work virtually everywhere if you have a clean, compact system and know how to process your stuff rapidly and portably, but you'll still need a home base with a well-grooved set of tools and sufficient space for all the reference and support material that you'll want somewhere close at hand when you land. Most people I work with need at least 4 file drawers for their general reference and project support types of paper-based materials, and it's hard to imagine that all of that could ever be totally and easily movable.